week will be my first time to experience how the Remembrance Day is being celebrated here. I will be very happy to see how the celebrations are being done. Also very happy to see how the church is concerned about the COP26. Thank you for the prayers. I now hand over to Sheila.
Good morning, everybody. Next Sunday, of course, Remembrance Sunday, we'll be holding an act of remembrance at the War Memorial at Midmar, which is in the grounds of Midmar Church at 9:45. And our main service of worship will be at Echt at 10:30, followed by an act of remembrance at the War Memorial outside. Over to Stella in Blair Daff and Chapel of Givi.
Good morning to everyone. We're looking at our Remembrance Sunday a little bit differently in times. At 11 o'clock, we will lay a wreath at Chapel of Giri Church, and at 11:30, we will have our service in Blair Daff Church, followed by the laying of the wreath and the act of remembrance at the Old Kirk in Blair Daff, which will be around about 12 o'clock, as we'll have a short service there. And just a reminder about the coffee morning to put in your diary on the 27th from 10 till 12. Now over to you in Money Mask and Clooney.
Hello folks, it's lovely to once again speak to you. Next week at Remembrance, we have Remembrance services in both Clooney and Money Mask. At Money Mask, we worship at 9:30, followed by an act of remembrance at the memorial in the village square. Then at Clooney, we worship at 11 o'clock, followed by an act of remembrance at the memorial at the church. And that service is finished with a soup and sweet lunch in the church hall. So we hope as many people as can come along can join us for these two acts of remembrance. And now over to Neil across at Kintore.
Thank you very much, Ewan, and hello, everybody. At Kintore this year, we will not be hosting a parade to the church, as has been our practice in the past, as most of the youth organizations are not able yet to participate in mass events like that. However, we will have our regular Remembrance Day service at 10 a.m., and that will be followed by an act of remembrance at the War Memorial at the gates of the church at 11 o'clock. And so that will be what we're doing at Kintore this year with the wreath laying ceremony. Across at Kemne, we're sad to hear that Joshua is not very well. Of course, there will be a Remembrance Day service at Kemne, but I'm afraid you're going to have to check your website, the Kemne website, for more details. We're assuming it's the same time and place, but if for any more details, you'll have to check the Kemne website. And we hope that Joshua gets well soon. Lots of love to you all. Let's continue with our worship.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning to you here. Oh, thank you. Good morning to you here, those watching online and those watching the recorded service. It's good to be with you all. The intimations for the church have been up prior to the blether, but just a little addition in that Muriel's collection of the Bibles finishes this week. So if you have a Bible to deliver, please speak to Muriel, because after this week, it'll be a wee bit late, too late. As you heard there, I'm very sorry to tell you that Joshua is unwell. He will not be able to take services for at least the next 6 weeks. I'm sure you will join me in wishing him a speedy recovery and that you will keep him in your prayers. He's asked me to thank everyone for their kind wishes and their expressions for support. Now, today's service will be led by the praise band, and I'm grateful to Jim and his team for organising it so well. Next week is Remembrance Sunday, and we're fortunate to have a lady from Tarvis, a reader from Tarvis, called Suzanne Bichard. Lovely name. She is sight impaired and has a guide dog, who apparently is loved by everyone who he meets, and we look forward to that. The service will start here at 9:30. This is to enable us to finish promptly to get to the war memorial for 10:45 so that the rest of the service can be completed. There'll be a retiring collection in the church here before we go for Poppy Scotland. As you know, there are ongoing meetings and discussions about the proposed new parish that we will hopefully belong to, the new presbytery grouping. At the last meeting, the role of the ministers were discussed. A complex issue and one that deserves a lot of attention, obviously. It's a difficult time for everyone, but we're trying to keep congregations up to date. And in fact, the minutes of these meetings will be posted on our Teams site in the KPC All Users with a clear folder labelled in this way. It should be there within the next couple of days, or even 3 days, according to our good friend Jim here. In addition to that, we're trying to find a name for this new group, for this new presbytery grouping. At the moment, it's Group 3, which is a bit boring. Some people have already submitted their version of what they would like to have a name, but there is a small group going to get together to make the final choices. However, we would like to involve everyone in this, and again, on the Teams site, there will be, under KPC All Users, there's going to be a form for you to look at and place in order of preference the name that you would like. So please have a look at that and get involved with these important times. Now, we have willing volunteers, I've pressured them, from the congregation and out with the congregation to help us over these next few weeks to continue our in-church services. There will be updates on the web page and our Facebook page and in the emails on the KPC All Users, or rather the messages there, to let you know who is preaching when. And I'll do my best to keep that up to date for you all. I believe I've covered all that I have to cover this morning, but we now go to our children's time.
Good morning. Good morning, boys and girls. You're very quiet. Come on, you can speak back to me. Please do. Right, we've got two songs for you this morning, okay? We think these are songs that you will know. And there are some actions to do as well, so make sure that the adults help us out here, okay? Let's all stand as we sing, Be Bold, Be Strong. Last week, I think. Oh, Now, sadly, the kids have to leave us now. So it's good to have you here. We really appreciate having you in church in mornings like this. And we look forward to seeing you again, maybe next week. Very good.
Let us commit our worship to prayer, to God in prayer. Let us pray. Lord, we are here to praise you. We're here to give you our thanks for all that you've given us. Indeed, you've given us everything in Christ. You've given us this wonderful creation. You've given us each other. You've given us this fellowship. And we praise you that you have given us so much love, that you've poured this out in us. And Lord, as you've given us everything, we pray that we will give everything to you, that we'll live our lives as living sacrifices for you, that we'll glorify and worship you. We ask for your forgiveness when we've forgotten you, for when we've strayed, or when we've just become selfish or thoughtless. Forgive us, Lord, for when we've disobeyed you. And Lord, we ask that you speak to us. Speak to us even through this service now. Help us to know your will for us, and help us to live our lives for you. And Lord, we do pray for Joshua and ask that you'll be with him and with Heather and Cameron, and ask that you will bless them and give them healing and give them strength. And Lord, as we pray for our church, we do pray for those in our grouping as well, for those at Chapel of Gary and Blair Daff, for Clooney and Monymusk, Echter Midmar and Kintore. And we pray that together we will know your guidance and your leading as we move into our new grouping. And Lord, may we just be very close to you today and in the future. And Lord, we ask for all those who cannot meet with us for illness or for other reasons. We ask that you'll bless them in their homes, and that you'll speak to them and lift them up too. And we pray for those brothers and sisters around the world who cannot meet because of persecution or fear. We ask that you'll be especially close to them. May they know the Holy Spirit in them, and that you will give them your blessing and assurance of your love and security. And may their faith be a strong light and testimony to those around them. And Lord, we thank you that we have this great freedom to come to you. We praise you that we have the freedom to worship without fear. And Lord, we have this freedom to give you our worship. And Lord, that Jesus himself taught us a prayer to speak to you, to bring our worship to you. And we bring that to you together now as we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We're now going to join together in our first hymn, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven.
Today's reading is Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with a harp and lyre. Praise him with tambourine and dancing. Praise him with the strings and flute. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Well, there's only one song we can really sing after that, I think, and I probably guess you'll know what it is. It's quite an old one in our terms, but not Charles Wesley's era, of course. However, it's a chorus, but let's all stand and sing Praise Him on the Trumpet. Good to have a lively song to sing when we bring our worship to God. I hope you agree with that. And it's wonderful to see you all participating there without being asked to, by adding some rhythm, by clapping, and also doing the odd action on the way along. I mean, today's service has been kind of put together based on a worship evening that we did about 2 years ago, I think it was. So it's not exactly the same program, but it has some elements from that service. The organ, for example, wasn't actually involved on that occasion, but it is this time. So we've got different styles of worship in our time today. However, the next item that we've got for you, I think it's quite it's thought-provoking, and I think it's also encouraging. So what I'd like you to do now is listen to a story being told by an ex-member of the church here. You'll probably know the voice whenever you hear it, those of you that knew Les Brown. He tells a story about something that happened when he was flying airplanes for the MAF out in Ethiopia, I think it was. So just listen to the story, and then I'll say a comment or two about it, and then we'll go on to our next songs.
It just so happened again, and I still don't believe it. Elaine and I were in Ethiopia serving missions in some very remote places. Pioneer missionaries had left the highways and byways and trekked out into the bush, jungle, desert, and mountains to set up primitive homes among the tribes. Their first job was to build an airstrip so that supplies could be brought in and medical needs met. No roads. Our mission, MEF, provided HF radios, which run off car batteries and had a range of about 300 miles or more, depending on terrain. So our daily routine was to get up fairly early, have breakfast, and then switch on our radio, first to invite any emergency traffic, and then to communicate with the mission stations on our route that day, taking mail, supplies, and personnel. Yes, we have even had a bathtub on board, also kitchen sink, live donkeys, cement, corrugated iron, sand, corpses, and much more. Anyway, this started off, as most days, routine. I rushed out of the house trying to keep to my planned schedule and the arrival times I had promised the several mission stations I'd be visiting that day. Elaine stopped me as I was going out the door. "We have no money. Can I get an advance on our next month's support from the bank?" "No, we can't do that. Otherwise we will be in trouble next month." I didn't stop to ask her why she needed it. I'm glad I didn't. I need to explain at this point that none of the MEF personnel are paid a salary. When we were accepted to work, we were required to find our own support. The mission, of course, directed Christian givers in our direction, and about 9 months after joining, we had an income sufficient for us to be sent out to Africa. As with most British missionaries, the income was at the minimum level. So for Elaine, not having any money was not unusual, but the need was. We had twin sons born just a couple of months earlier. As twins were not diagnosed and the baby was due to be born at home, the unexpectedly difficult delivery almost became a disaster. Both they and Elaine just survived, but it had taken a physical toll on her. She was feeding the babies with powdered milk, which was available in 7-pound tins. When I said goodbye to her that morning, she had only enough left to last until tea time. In my rush that morning, she didn't have time to explain. Even if she had the money, it was 3 miles to the nearest shop, and she didn't have transport. I'm off, flying around western Ethiopia to very primitive places, such as a jungle station, where fire is obtained by rubbing two sticks together. It takes 45 seconds, I watched them and timed it. And clothing is made of bark from trees. Or to Sudanese tribes, which have no borders, it is said that the Ethiopian authorities sent soldiers to collect taxes from them, but they lost their heads. So taxes have never been collected from that tribe since. It was getting on in the afternoon, and I was on my way home, empty, the aircraft as well as me. The last mission station before home had an airstrip like the back of a camel. The landing end was similar to an aircraft carrier, except immediately after touchdown the ground rose steeply. The aim was to stop at the top of the camel's hump, or you went down again very steeply on the other side, and it was difficult to avoid hitting the tall trees at the far end. On takeoff you went out the same way as you came in, but because the mission station was at one side of the strip and the clinic at the other, it could be hazardous with people or animals on the strip, unseen by the pilot. This problem was resolved by the missionary climbing a tree, the control tower. At the top of the camel's hump, where he could see the aircraft away down at the start of the strip, and also see the other end, he then waved coloured bats to give the pilot the all clear for takeoff. Having offloaded the aircraft at the top of the hump and beside the clinic, I got myself strapped in, but before I could start the engine, Lois, the missionary's wife, came running out to the airstrip with a big cardboard carton in her arms. I opened the door for her, and all she said was, "Give this to Elaine." The box was pushed behind a seat, and the engine wound up. Only 105 miles to our base, so it didn't take long. Aircraft into the hangar, then transport 3 miles home. Plonk the box in the kitchen, greeted Elaine, and casually said that Lois has sent you a box. Elaine opened the box. 2 7-pound tins of dried milk powder, the very same brand that she had been using. Never before that date or that hour had we needed dried milk powder in that way, and never in our lives since. What was God saying? And how many times did he need to say it? Those tins had been in Lois's larder for 2 years. They had bought cows in the meantime and had forgotten about the milk powder, which was still in good condition. Then, on this very day, Lois decided to spring clean her larder, and seeing the tins, realised that they were no longer needed. I'll send them to Elaine, she decided. Most of the missionaries in Ethiopia knew about the birth of our twins, as they all listened in to our morning broadcast to hear if there were any emergency situations, and we weren't slow to announce the good news of the boys' arrival. The timing of Lois's spring cleaning and her thoughtful gift were absolutely spot on, and it was a huge relief for Elaine to unpack that carton and discover its contents. Only God can do things like that. We've never forgotten that day.
Well, what a story. I just think it's great to be able to reflect on a story like that. Now, Les actually wrote a number of stories like that one, just about things that just so happened or seemed to just so happen. But I think what he's really saying to us is that God actually is in control. I mean, that situation there where milk had been sitting in a cupboard for about 2 years and had not been passed on to Elaine until that day, the very day that she absolutely needed. They had twins, two boys, and they needed to be fed. And they had no money, and God provided for them in a very material way. I really don't have any words for that. It's just quite remarkable. But reflecting on our own lives, I'm sure there are times when you can look back and you can see that things just happened at the right moment in your life. You see, God is everywhere all the time, and he's actually in control as well. And if we let him, he can definitely help to guide our lives and make provisions that we need as our lives continue. So I think this is something that we really do need to give massive credit to God for, that he actually notices even our most simple material needs and important things as well, but he'll always stand good for us and make sure that we have the provision that we need at any given time. We're going to sing two songs now, Light of the World and Great is the Lord. The band is going to play these, and then we'll go into our next part after that. So let's sing these songs now, but let's sing them as we consider the massive impact and the important impact that God had in Les and Elaine's life on that day. Let's just keep that in our minds, but also think about the times that God has met you in your time of need.
Oh, Friends, before I enter into a prayer, I had the privilege of knowing Les Brown just like Jim did. And listening to that story today, if we didn't know how wonderful the Lord is, surely that would point us in that direction. Hopefully, we'll maybe hear some more of Les's stories another time, Jim. There's a time, friends, there's a time to sing and praise the Lord. There's a time to read his holy word. There's a time when he should be adored. There's a time. In all the items of praise that we brought today, Lord, there is something in them all that makes us rejoice about who you are. And when we read and listen to your word and hear the marvelous passage that Muriel read today, how can we not be astounded at how great you are? Lord, when I was thinking about this prayer, I wondered how I could get across the effect that the words of Scripture and the words, in fact, of praise that we sing week after week have influenced my Christian journey. And I pray that a similar experience happens to you all the time. Lord, behind all the politics that have been going on this week, behind all the talking, behind all the surveys that we've heard, behind all the science and behind all the technology, people are suffering today from the effect of climate change. And they will go on suffering unless radical solutions are put in place now and sustained. Each of us have no doubt been affected by the witnesses coming from different countries, especially some of the island countries in the Pacific. It's easy to think that it's someone else's fault. It's easy to think that there's not a lot we can do about the Marshall Islands. But friends, that's not the case. Lord, we have to confess that we have a role to play in this. It may just be something small, but help us to examine and to change some of the ways that we are leading our lives. For the sake of those people now, for the sake of ourselves, for the sake of future generations. Lord, we bring prayers now for those known to us in particular need. And as David mentioned earlier in his prayer, we do remember Joshua praying for peace and for healing. And we pray that he and Heather will be very aware of the support that's around them. Each of us, of course, have members of our family and friends that we're hearing about all the time who definitely need our prayers. So may I suggest that we take a few moments of quiet reflection and prayer for each of us to make our own prayer. Lord, we remember that Jesus, is the one who taught us how to pray. And also Jesus taught us to ask, to seek, and to knock. And we will find answers for our concerns. What an assurance. In his name, the Lord Jesus, we offer all those prayers. Amen. And now, friends, we've got two songs coming up. First one, The Splendor of the King. And then I think I'll maybe do a solo on the last one, To God Be the Glory. But I will invite you to join me in it as well. To the splendor of the King, and to God be the glory.
Majesty, let all the earth rejoice. All
So we give thanks for this service, which has given us much to reflect upon, including our Les Brown moments, and we've had them, I certainly have. I want to add a brief note to the intimations this morning. They say that care, pastoral care, will continue in the parish, clearly. The three other ministers, Ewan Glenn, Sheila Mitchell and Neil Mayer, will provide that. There is a rota. Stuart in the office is aware of it, and people can contact me or Irene Reid if they need any additional support. However, let us end this service with the blessing and benediction. May the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon us and all whom we know. Amen.